Jesus Christ.
I was Jim Jones' attorney. I said, when did you find out he was not the man of God that he was billed to be? He said, when I visited Jonestown, and when I walked in his so-called church, he said there was no Bible. There were no holy pictures. There was no cross. Nothing. And I looked him right in the eye and I said to him, why is it there's no Bible and there's no place to pray? He said, we don't need that anymore. And he says, I am no longer your attorney. You no longer need me. And he walked out of there. When Representative Ryan flew into Guyana, the first man he called was Sir Lionel Akou and asked him to fly with him to Jonestown. He said, God will not let me go. If he would have gone, he would have been massacred with Representative Ryan. Are you listening to me? And I'm going to reveal something to you that possibly the public does not know. Sir Lionel Akou told me that the coroner was a close personal friend of his. And he said that he examined every one of the bodies. This was not a mass suicide like the world was brainwashed into thinking. But when that coroner examined the bodies, there was a pinhole in 97% of all the bodies. They were injected with a poison. It was a mass murder because men and women were following a man. And I am going to let every one of you that are here under this tent, you that are listening to this radio broadcast, my God, don't follow a man. Don't follow a church. If you're going to follow somebody, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. The devil is out to destroy every child of God that he can find. Can you shout amen, somebody?